Glory to God forever and ever. Jesus the Christ is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He's the Son of God and the Lord God Almighty. Amen. Lord, we give you this time. We welcome you. We thank you for everything. And I believe with those listening that you will reveal your glory to them. Amen. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. We acknowledge you are God. Amen. This series, this short series, is about the person and the personality of the Holy Spirit. And let's remember, it is beyond words, our most holy faith, beyond words, and so simple. It's the Holy Spirit is Jesus Christ. Amen. He's the Spirit of Jesus Christ and the Spirit of the Father. And man, the chief end of man, the supreme end of man is just to know him. And man was born to fellowship with him. To fellowship with the Almighty God. And his name is Jehovah, the Lord God Almighty. And he's revealed himself as the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. The truth and the revelation that Jesus Christ is the Lord God Almighty, that's an eternal revelation. Today, the quote-unquote new thing in this short series that I want to speak about is that the Holy Spirit is our intercessor, and it's based on famous scripture in the book of Romans. But before getting to that, these main truths that I want to emphasize, any one of these can totally transform us, set us free. Really, let's go back to even something I said yesterday. It would be better for someone to just seek the only true God till they find him. Not even, well, I say this in all reverence because we revere God's holy word, but it would be better to go straight to him, seek him, find him, and then a person has everything that they're created to do, which is what? A relationship with him. Amen. And so they have what Jesus called eternal life, life everlasting. If they continue on, they'll spend eternity in heaven in glory, and they will fellowship with him forever in heaven. Did you know heaven is filled with the presence of Jesus Christ, the presence of the Holy Spirit, the presence of the Father? Amen. And someone may ask, well, why is it like this? Why is this? Because God loves the world. He wants people to be saved and to find everything that they were created to do and make it to heaven. And amen. And in all of this, the Holy Spirit is God Almighty, and he has a personality. He's a person. We know that Jesus Christ is a person. Even though he's God Almighty, he became a man. We can identify with that. God the Father, a person, the only true God. Jesus spoke about him and spoke about his Father. So this is such a, you know, this is a holy, sacred subject. At the same time, these revelations are so glorious that we, again, any one of them can totally transform us. And we can rest in him and know that when we have Jesus Christ, we have literally God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit within us and all around us, all the time. Amen. And if a person does what I mentioned, you know, goes directly to him, seeks him till they find him, just with that very, very persistent determination, doesn't have to be something extreme, okay? Because actually, when we go deeper with him, we realize it's simple. He's made it easy. He's God Almighty. We can rest in him. We have the Almighty God, the most glorious, most beautiful, powerful person, being in the universe within us and all around us. Amen. That I want to do a series called Man Was Born to Fellowship with God. That's a series I want to do. That series could last for all eternity. And actually, perhaps in heaven, we won't even need to know that, because we will be living that. We will be fellowshipping with him and with the saints for eternity. And it just, wow, this is incredible. Did you know, well, man was born to fellowship with God. He's the most wonderful, most beautiful person in the universe. His name is Jesus Christ. His name is the Jehovah God, Jehovah Elohim, the Lord God Almighty, the most, the only true God, and his son Jesus Christ. Like, that's the glory to God. And there's so much about the Holy Spirit. I've been touching on some of that this week, this past week, just some of the an overview. If you have not listened to those messages, just some main points. He's one God. One God. The universe exists in him. When someone finds him, they find him. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Now, he's revealed that he is three separate persons, all because he loves the world and wants people to know him and to be saved and to experience him their whole life and to make it to heaven. That's why. He did not have to do this. He did not have to, he did not have to send Jesus Christ to die. He's chosen to do that. I really studied some of Jesus' words, and literally Jesus, just like the Father, chose to come to earth as a man, to be born, to live 33 years. He chose to die for the world. He even said, "And no one takes my life from me. You know, I lay down my life, and I have the power to take it up again. That command I've received from the Father." These are all just mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. That my point in saying that is, these are precious, sacred mysteries of the kingdom that we can express, we can speak about openly, we can, and we can experience him every day in our daily life. Every day in him we live and move and have our being, and he reveals, the Holy Spirit reveals these, the deep things of God. Amen. And he, we become, we're a temple of the Holy Spirit, and now we move into, Jesus said, "He who believes in me, the works that I do, he shall do also. He shall do even greater things than these." We now can store up treasures in heaven. We can do things. Okay, here's another, this is a serious thing. I was in the book of Revelation, it talks about how we will be judged according to our works, by the things written in the books. Now, how do we do those? Through the power of the Holy Spirit. through. That's how we do those. Now, even if someone does not have the power of the Holy Spirit, and they are doing works for God, well, He's going to bless them as much as He can, and He knows all that they're doing. Amen. But I want to just kind of present these, you know, in presenting that truth about the Trinity, wanted to just touch on that some, but just to think that someone may wonder, well, why is the Trinity so important? Why is that central to our faith? And when I say that, I'm speaking about Jesus and the Holy Spirit, is that God loves the world, that he's set up the perfect plan. He's chosen to do that. He's chosen to, as I said yesterday, He's more than just available to every person. He is knocking on the door of every person's heart. He is always available all the time, a person's entire life. Okay, and yet most people choose self instead of God. It's a tragedy. Also, I want to just briefly, you know, touching on some of the points that I've mentioned this week, that it's all right there in the Bible, but that Jesus spoke about the Helper, the Comforter, 4 times. And some other translations of that word Helper, how glorious that is. He's the Helper, the Comforter, the Comforter. We all want to be comforted. You know, we need that as humans. That's, you know, what humans need, Jesus Christ provides. People may not realize that. Every human is pretty much is seeking happiness. Well, that's one of the many infinite things that Jesus gives. He gives happiness. Much and infinitely more. But comforter, okay? But other translations are our counselor, our standby, our advocate, our intercessor is, I believe that is one of them. But and so I'm hold that just for a minute. I want to speak about that. But so he spoke about the Helper, the Comforter 4 times. He spoke about the Holy Spirit as the Spirit of Truth 3 times. Then also yesterday's message was about the 7 spirits of God. Amen. Mentioned in Revelation, the 7 spirits of God, that these flames, these fiery torches before the throne, and then they are sent out into all the earth. That's a glorious mystery of the kingdom of heaven, right there, right? And again, how does someone receive these? And well, let's just, again, go back to, it's so simple. Someone going right to Him and having that personal one-on-one relationship, just them and God. If they hear the gospel, it's them and Jesus. And they have the greatest thing ever. In fact, a great man of God points out, true salvation is a face-to-face encounter with Jesus Christ. Nothing else. There's nothing else. No. Your parents, your other people have no impact. You know, we don't get saved because our parents are saved. There, we don't get saved because of our church or anything else, not even because of the Bible, okay? You know, so much of the Christian church, all emphasis is placed on the Bible, the Word of God, which is, that's great. Yes, it's, we revere God's holy word, but I'll say it once and I'll say it again and again. It's Jesus. It's not the word of God. It's all about Jesus. What a glorious gospel. What a glorious solution God has given to every person. Amen. Okay. Now, the Holy Spirit, let me read this from Romans. Like, this is Romans 8, 26. Likewise, the Spirit also helps us in our weaknesses. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now, He who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because He makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. How does someone understand this and receive this? It's just, again, it's about going directly to Him and having that relationship. We cannot work it up on our own. But I want to just mention, I think one aspect of this is we are temples of the Holy Spirit. Okay, we have Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit within us and all around us. And so now we may not know how to pray, but if we pray in our prayer language, pray in tongues, yes, that's a powerful thing. If you have not received that, you can receive it. Okay? And we also, this says groanings, but we are now partners with Jesus Christ, with God. It's a covenant. It's a partnership. Glorious. What a privilege. What is the greatest privilege a human being could ever have? To be in partnership with Him, the one and only, the Jesus, the Christ, that who's, I mean, and that partnership applies to doing ministry, doing, you know, mainly it's walking with Him and having that relationship, but everything flows from that ministry and worshiping Him, amen, and serving Him, having the opportunity to serve Him in whatever capacity we can. There's always places to serve. Finding our ministry, you know, finding the specific ministry He has for us. He has a ministry for every saint. And then also prayer and intercession. That's a, where He, you hear about dedicated prayer warriors who, it's so awesome to think about them. They don't, this isn't true, okay? I want to just share this. You know, the Holy Spirit may lead us to, and again, it's just Jesus and a person, may lead them to pray for a specific situation. There might be a need somewhere in the world. There's no distance in the realm of the Spirit, and it might be during the day, maybe in the morning. And if they pray and intercede in tongues, and the Holy Spirit is now interceding, again, you understand, it's Jesus Christ is now, and that person are partnering together. They are now, let's say, for example, they're praying for a specific situation. Someone's in great need. Someone may be about to take their life, and someone can intercede if the Holy Spirit leads them to, and they can pray, and maybe that person will not do that. And when the burden lifts, that means that they have done this wonderful thing, but really it's the Holy Spirit, Jesus, doing it through them. And I'll give some specific examples of this. This is glorious. Isn't that wonderful that someone doesn't have to have a ministry? Having a ministry doesn't matter. None of that matters. It's the relationship, and they can do something that will help someone. God's always wanting to help someone, but they also are doing works that can be recorded and for all eternity. No fanfare, no promotion of themselves. They didn't have their name on some ministry. They're not up doing anything else, but it's a walk with Jesus Christ. Amen. And so the specific examples, here are some examples. I've spoken quite a bit about Reinhard Bonnke, this patriarch of the faith. Well, in his biography, he talks about how a specific time he actually was in Africa. I'm just going to sum it up. He almost died He had, I think, drank bad water or something, almost died, fighting for his life, and he saw the face of Jesus, and then he saw a woman in his church who was way far away from him where he was. She had gotten up early, and the Holy Spirit had prompted her, Jesus had prompted her to pray and intercede, and she interceded and played a part. This is a sacred, holy mystery of the kingdom of heaven. She played a part in Reinhard Bonnke's life being preserved. And I mean, think of that. That's the opportunity we have. We miss out when we don't. It's what's the answer? Just having that glorious relationship with Him. Amen. That one-on-one, day in, day out, He will lead us into things, potentially things like that. Okay? We don't have to work it up. We don't have to worry about a thing. Because remember, okay, I want to finish with this. Remember, God Almighty, Jesus Christ, within us, all around us, this is the greatest thing ever. The celebration, what humans were born to do, created to do, a celebration of Jesus the Christ and of the only true God, the great and awesome God of the universe. And the greatest celebration is Him and His glory and majesty and beauty, and it's so wonderful. And we just, the opportunity, what a privilege. And, you know, we all face challenges, don't we? It's hard living on the earth. It's maybe it's not for you. It's hard dealing with people. They even say, you know, marriage, it's hard. It's all, you're always working at relationships and always, you know, dealing with money is hard. But in the midst of all of that, He empowers us and lifts us up in His strength, and the joy of the Lord is our strength. That, and what's the key? When we know the Holy Spirit and we know we have the glorious Jesus the Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit, and that awareness, and that how, oh, here's another thing that I want to encourage you with. I said it yesterday. A friend of mine's philosophy is have something to look forward to. I think that's a good philosophy. Well, the greatest thing ever is to look forward to knowing Jesus Christ and His glory, with the potential, unlimited potential. There's no limit. Fellowship with Him is the greatest thing. That's, He offers that. He offers to fellowship with the human. We did a website. I'd really like you to check it out. Jesus-loves.org. But it presents this general, you know, perspective that people and the world and everything, they will never fulfill us. They will only let us down. But yet Jesus Christ fulfills us in every way. Every way. Like, you know, here's just the opening of it. I just want to read a little bit of it. When the world's against you, Jesus is for you. When no one believes in you, Jesus believes in you. God believes in you. I mean, we need people. We need to be in fellowship. We need to be in good standing. But when people take from you, Jesus gives to you. When people condemn you, Jesus forgives you. When people hate you, Jesus loves you forever. Like, so my point is, this glorious gospel. What a wonderful solution God has given to us. And we, and there's no limit to the potential and possibilities. And how do we receive it? Through the Holy Spirit. This, but also the greatest thing, the deepest reality, the greatest thing is that He offers to fellowship. And that's a, how does someone actually do that? I'll just, I know I keep repeating it, but it's when someone has that one-on-one relationship, He will, the Holy Spirit, Jesus will reveal to them all things, including, you know, how He, and when, and so forth, that He will fellowship with someone. And it, a lot, practically speaking, a lot of it is about, you know, it's us making Him our everything, giving Him first place and making Him our first love, and then waiting on Him. He does hide. We wait on Him even all day, and but He will touch us, and He'll even give someone a touch of His presence to see what they do with it. Glory to God forever.